Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general and business aviation. From home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech, Plain Talk provides informative information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,900 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology and aviation industries. Well, I'd just like to welcome Jessica Stevens, Vice President of AETHRA, also known as AETHRA Aviation, to Plain Talk. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Oh, it's another day in scenic downtown Toronto, although it's early November, and believe it or not, we got snow on the ground.
Oh, that's amazing. We're kind of looking forward to the snowing season ourselves, so be safe out there.
Well, it reminds me we do live in Canada. It is supposed to get serious amounts of snow. So just to kick it off, interesting name of a new aviation technology company. How did the name come about?
So when Jim was thinking about, you know, how we wanted to represent the company, AETHRA, the goddess of pure blue sky, kind of made sense, you know, flying in the air, clarity, health. It just kind of clicked for him. And so AETHRA is kind of how it's come together. And it can be a challenging name to say. And so I think now we've kind of spelled it out in some areas. The goddess of blue skies. And I think that's when you're flying in the air, you're looking for those beautiful blue skies.
Having a goddess looking over your shoulder sounds like good karma.
Yes, very much so.
And the product names are quite interesting. Mezzo, Illyrian, Metis, Shield, I kind of understand. How did the names come about?
Each product has its own kind of specificity for the name. So the AETHRA Shield, the shield makes sense, like a shield of protection. It's our carbon monoxide detectors. And so, you know, you're kind of thinking about a way to protect yourself and be prepared with the risks of carbon monoxide while flying. And the Illyrian, which is our portable pulse oximeter. Illyrian is like a helmet, a warrior helmet. And it's kind of, again, a way that, you know, because you can wear it inside of the cup of your headset, you know, kind of a way of providing protection, you know, oxygen coming in throughout your body. You know, again, it's like this armor, this idea of protection for you. That's kind of how Illyrian came by. And the other ones have to do with make a little bit more sense when it comes to Metis and weather and mezzo. Weather, tanks, those names have a little bit more logic based. But yeah, the Greek names kind of throw people off in the beginning. But now that we have several products out with them, I think that people are catching on. We're kind of thinking about how to protect the pilot and the passengers.
Very cool. And I really like this idea of bookending hypoxia to carbon monoxide poisoning with panel-mounted or portable devices, all creating ecosystem, reporting, alerting to the AETHRA Connect app. That sounds very cool.
Yes, the AETHRA Connect app is the heart of our technology and how we connect our products so that there is a very seamless and active monitoring system. All of our products able to come into the AETHRA Connect app except for the AETHRA Shield EX1. But all the other products you're able to that are personal or passenger pilot use products such as the Shields, the Illyrian, the Metis, the Miso, they all come into the AETHRA Connect and it's a beautiful ecosystem of active alerting. You have a lot of ability to personalize how you want the alerts to come in. There's also within the app some extra features in there for saving your history. You can download your files, you know, for people who are really data intensive and kind of want to have tracking of what their trips have looked like over time. So there's a lot of really amazing features within the app. The assistant is in there to help you with checklist, airports, and because of the Metis, which we'll, you know, we'll talk about later, you're able to exchange anonymous data and give you an idea of the weather in different areas. And so it helps you be a bit more prepared. And so I think it's a fabulous app and it's free. So you can download it and it's easily used with all of our products.
And you get pie wraps, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yes, very much so.
And the idea of course, having integration into Apple's Watch allows you to have your iPhone or iPad in your pocket or beside you, but still get alerts directly onto your wrist.
Exactly. When we first made the Aithra Shield, the very first one behind the panel carbon monoxide and the portable, the 4.0, when we first began with the portable, it was thinking about the lack when the FAA was putting out, like, what were they looking for a carbon monoxide detector? And, you know, where were the lack and the products that were out, and how do you make a product that makes a difference? So one of the things was being an active detector. A lot of detectors you can have inside of your aircraft, they either don't, they're passive, meaning, you know, they're there, but you have to look at them to know if there's a problem, and that can be challenging when there's so many things else that you're monitoring inside of your aircraft, or that they only alert you when levels are very, very high. And so we wanted something that, you know, actually we felt was really usable and made sense, which is it provides you the active notifications on your iPhone, your iPad, your watch. I love that it'll give you the alert that comes up and I can see it quickly on my phone and my watch and be able to just kind of either like, do I need to take action or is the, you know, I can continue on. And you can personalize what that looks like for yourself. And I think that is very usable and it provides this extra layer of safety by being an active detector versus do I have to look, where is it in my aircraft? Have I checked it? And ours have 10 years, no recalibration. So it makes it very easy to have a product that's going to be reliable and very accurate and also notify you when there's changes.
And you feel the buzz on your wrist through the watch. And I think the point that you're focusing on is all about your cognitive skills being diminished as you experience hypoxia or carbon monoxide poisoning. And this technology really facilitates that early warning before your cognitive skills are, you know, diminished to a point where you don't recognize and execute a plan to remediate the problem.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's important. I mean, it comes most of the settings, they're just basic settings, but then you can obviously change the settings for how you want the alerts to come. And everyone's aircraft is different, so they're going to adjust whether they want it, you know, more frequently in different levels. But you're absolutely right, Phil. It is really important for us to try to mitigate the issues with hypoxia early on before you're unable to, no matter how much your wrist is tapping at you. So the early warning is very important.
Yeah, I guess the problem is, again, everyone's different, but you end up with a sense of euphoria.
Yeah.
And things are good when in fact things are very bad.
It's very true. And you lose a sense of time. And so you may not, a warning light that came on and you diminished may have a different timing frequency and you may not see it again or you can turn it off. And here, you know, you have these settings that are going to continue to remind you. And all the products are a little different, whether you're talking about the installed Aithra Shield EDOT 5.0, the FAA Part 23 approved one, where it has the panel mounted LED light indicator. You know, it's going to be red. And there. And I think that it's important to have some fail safes in there that help you still remember even when you're starting to lose that ability. And especially if you're not alone, you have a co-pilot or passengers with you too who can see the alerts.
Well, an exceptionally affordable tech that's easy to use.
Right. I think we were really thoughtful with the creation of the products and the price points within the market because we want the products to be affordable for use. We don't want them to be so outside of reach that this great technology is only accessible to a few. And so our portable carbon monoxide detector is fantastic. It's only $130. So there's definitely been a lot of thought to making the products affordable, just like the pulse oximeter. It's also $130. So it's not, compared to other products on the market, it's very reasonable for you to be able to get one and not break the bank doing so, but add the extra layer of protection and safety.
Yes, I suppose it's $100 hamburger for the average pilot.
That's right. They're on a flight. I saw that today on some of the flight forums. They were out and they had $100, lunch or somewhere. So yes, for a hamburger at the Spruce Goose, you can also get a carbon monoxide detector or a pulse oximeter.
With or without mustard?
Probably without.
So how's the development efforts on the Android version coming?
Yes, I mean, they are still in the beginning process. We do have an Android user on our team, so we are obviously very aware and a pilot that there is a need for the other technology. Just, when you're starting out, it's very important for us to focus on one operating system before you can start, splitting off on the other path because of just the resource intensiveness of creating a seamless and usable system like the Ether Connect. So it is not forgotten, just the main focus since we've really rolled out a really intuitive and well-developed app was to, make sure our efforts were to get this one down in a very clean and usable way without issues before we are able to put our efforts on the Android. So we haven't forgot about the Android users, though.
Switching gears a little bit, let's talk about Metis and your new weather beacon.
Yes, it is this very beautiful, I think elegant, wing probe that provides the real-time temperature, humidity, and dew point readings. Which is obviously very important when you're flying for icing and cloud levels. So it's very simple probe. It's very small too, maybe less than 2 inches. It's not very large. It has obviously a onboard little box that you mount behind with I think about 3 meters of wiring. So it's easy for you to place it where you need to. It does provide you the temp, I said, the dew point, humidity levels, and you will get automatically access to the pre-up, as you were describing earlier, anonymously sharing your data. So when you go to the map within the app, you can see what other pilots have put out there anonymously and gives you a better idea for your decision-making while you're in flight. And I think that's a really nice feature within the device. It is a stainless steel small housing. It's protect it with a mesh filter. It's a small footprint, which is nice because there's only so much room, and so it's very important to have something that's going to fit where you need it to inside the aircraft. And there's also three. It's got like the wiring is a there are three analog out points, and so it allows you to connect it to most engine monitoring systems. So I think we're trying to make it as usable to as many aircraft as that can use it.
Well, and super important as we move into the winter months to know where the icing is or where the icing is not.
Exactly. And I was looking this morning and they were just the one that popped up close to where I was and they said, trace icing. And so I thought that was just fantastic that you can kind of start when you're preparing and planning right away. You can just get onto the Ether app, check what other pilots are seeing and start making your plan.
So I thought it was very cool when I heard about the Aerox partnership with you folks. I thought that was very exciting and really nifty.
Yes. we have definitely partnered with Aerox for our Altus Mezzo, which is our portable oxygen tank pressure monitor. It is this very small, actually it's just about as big as the Allerian, about an inch of electronics and a wire cord to a USB plug, and it's pretty amazing. It's our second generation of the device. It allows you to display the details, obviously, on through the EtherConnect app, and you're able to, detect the pressure within your tank and get readings, and it'll show you on the app and also give you the details within your watch. And also because of if you're using one of our other devices like the EX 3.0 carbon dioxide detector, it'll allow you to see this information displayed on Dynon or the Garmin 3X. And so we've definitely, allowed some integration. The same thing with the Metis, like you can get that up on your AFEES display. And so I think the integration, if we can, of being able to not just have it on your app, but also integrating within your avionics has been something we've been working heavily with Dynon and Garmin for those, so that pilots have, their information and in front of them, and they can also have it. If you're not into those systems, you can have it on your phone or your iPad, which is great.
And I think it's pretty nifty. I know a lot of pilots will have their oxygen tanks, in the back of the aircraft or the passenger seat. You don't really have to turn around, strain your neck.
You can't see that gauge.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And you just look on your phone
really
or
can.
Your watch. How cool is that? And
very true.
I like the idea of the alert, just landed, don't forget to turn the tank off. Versus, $60, $70 later, I depleted all my oxygen while I was having my $100 hamburger.
and it's very true. And often, too, it's not only that the bag is hanging on the back of the seat. I mean, the tank, it's also in a bag. And so you have to remember to, leave it open so you can see the gauge. You're asking someone to read it. And with the Mezzo, the data pulls right up there, the pressure, the flow rate, the time remaining, your trend graphing, which is fantastic to see. And it's so small and portable. We do provide our own power bank, and that, it keeps its charge and it lasts for hours, but you could also just plug it into ship power through USB. We do allow for a kit for experimental if they want to wire it in and have it on all the time. But it's really, really portable. You can just pop it in and put it in the back and not have to worry. And I like the alerts too. Again, for me, having the Apple Watch pairing with the phone is fantastic. I feel like it really provides me with need to know now. What is the tank? What is my pulse ox? What is, the CO level? All within a very small screen, but it's all there, very succinct. And so the same idea came along with the Mezzo. Speaking on our partnership with Aerox, I find that to be a fantastic relationship. Aerox puts out amazing oxygen systems, and being able to partner with them for a package deal, you can go on to Aerox and they will get you you can just put together your oxygen system with the Mezzo right installed already for you. And it's a really nice price. $149.99, I think, US dollars for that plus the tank. So it makes it really easy. You want it all done. It's like a Christmas present. Here comes the tank. It's filled. Here comes, my system. It's already on.
And
but
I think the key,
if you didn't,
I was just going to say, I think the, one added benefit is you don't have to install it yourself. You don't have to check for bubbles, run out and get the right solution. It's just, as you said, it's ready to go, so easy, and it, you save $50.
Absolutely. And I think that Aerox did a fantastic job on their website when you visited of making it very easy for you to add the Mezzo when you're making your oxygen system. If you've ever built one there, it's very easy to add it on. And they already have it already packaged, and they make it easy if you would like to add the the Allerian, which, you know, monitoring your oxygen tank and a pulse oximetry kind of go hand in hand. So they make it really easy for you when you're shopping. And so I think that's nice. I like it when things are kind of all together.
As you said, you can power a lot of your devices over ship's power using USB ports. Why don't we switch gears and talk about your new Aethra USB panel mounted device?
Yes. So we just put out this very small footprint Aethra USB charger, and it's really designed to charge your iPhone and iPad at the fastest rate possible. You know, they really kind of, I guess Jim had really kind of detailed like why the product ourselves is a lot lower than our competitors and what features about it make us different. And so I think I would love to touch on those because I think they're important. It is a small footprint. We do provide a faceplate because, you know, when you're cutting a hole on the panel, not everybody's perfect. And the faceplate helps to kind of cover any areas that weren't exactly right on, which I think is very nice.
Any Dremel tool goofs.
Right. But I think the most amazing thing is that the ability of our USB to be able to unlock Apple's voltage key with the data pin. And so he has been able to do that, and it unlocks the faster charge rates. Not all products do that. They may be fast or advertise high wattage, but if you don't unlock those data pins for the voltage, then you don't get access to the fast rates. And so we have done that with our USB, which makes it very fast charges, and it really works. It doesn't have any lights, and it doesn't have a casing behind it. It's because cost was really important for us. The stacking of the back allows for the product to dissipate the heat, and it's pretty amazing. You've got everything that you need with it, and the fastest rates that you can get. And so we really wanted to make sure that we could provide those fast charges.
No doubt, you know, we're all carrying more and more USB-powered devices, iPhones and iPads.
Yes, and you know, what's interesting is the our power bank that we have for the Allerian and the Mezzo also has a little flashlight built into it. It's kind of this all-around device. It's really amazing, actually. It's a really great ability to have more places to plug in. And I believe it depends on, you know, how you design on your aircraft, whether you put them beside the passenger ports or, you know, some in the front, but it's nice to have more accessibility, like you said, because there's so many things to plug in your aircraft now, not just for you, but also if you have passengers coming along.
And especially on those very long cross countries, and you know, passengers might have forgot to top up their device before for leaving and on the trip, and now they can sit in the back and charge their iPhone or iPad and...
Right. And especially if you have, you know, kids in the back or, like you said, really long flights, you know, it's definitely a way to have options during the flight to keep things charged.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, I guess everything's better with wireless BLE.
Yes, it is really great. So our system uses BLE technology, which allows us to have the devices auto pair when you turn it on. And I think that's a really great way technology works nowadays, is that I turn on my portable, I turn on my Allerian, and the app is open, and it finds it, and it pairs with it automatically. I don't have to go through the device screen and look for the object and do all of this complicated number system. This allows us to pair instantaneously with the devices when they're on. And so I really think that technology is fantastic and eliminates some of the extra steps. You turn it on, you got the app sees it, and there you go. You're all set. And it has made connecting multiple devices definitely easier too. When you have many things that are coming in, plugging in and connecting to your phone and your watch, the technology is advanced. And for us, we're able to take advantage of it so that all of our products within our suite all can connect and work, and you can see them all within your the ecosystem of the Aether Connect.
Speaking of which, and excuse the pun, what's on the horizon?
well, glad you asked. We have put together a small portable oxygen bottle for they're lightweight. They support like semi-emergency or quick burst of oxygen. It's called Ithra Air at ithraair.com, a completely different website. But they're these small, beautiful bottles that allow for a little bit of oxygen. You can mail them in. We do a mail-in exchange too, and we're launching it in Ketchum, Idaho, coming up around Thanksgiving weekend, for many other uses, as well as within the aviation community, where you can have the small lightweight bottles for an emergency purchase purpose. So not meant to replace long-term large oxygen bottles, but just for short-term, short use. So that's kind of new. And obviously, you like to fly to someplace. Maybe you want to fly to, you know, Freeman and Sun Valley, and there you are in the high altitude. Having the small bottles are helpful for us who live at sea level and aren't able to live up at 5 or 8,000 feet at the normal. So that's kind of what's new on our horizon when it comes to our newest product, which is the Ithra Air. You can stay tuned for more information as we get towards the end of November for when the actual launch will happen and how people who are not within the Ketchum area who are interested in the small, like emergency use, lightweight tank can order one.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for being on Plane Talk. Any final words for our listeners?
I just want listeners to know that for us, when we first started this company a few years back, what we wanted to provide for pilots was something that kept them flying and flying safer. And we kind of use it as our catchphrase, fly safer, because we felt like it's really important. There's a lot of joy in flying, and there's also risks. And I feel like if we can find ways to integrate safety and usable, smart, active ways that pilots can easily use within their aircrafts and personal use, I find that we can keep more people flying and their passengers safer. So I just want to say that's kind of what we're looking for today. We want to keep you up in the air.
Great mission. And thank you again for being on Plane Talk, Jessica.
Thank you, Phil. I really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.